Good morning, everyone. Let me know if you can hear me in the chat, please. I'm going to take 2 minutes to set up the room. So go ahead and if someone could please type in the chat for me, make sure it's selected to everyone. And please type in the chat for everyone coming in to grab your planner and your cup of coffee while I set up the room. Thanks, you guys. Just setting up the room. We'll start at the top of the hour. You need your planner and a cup of coffee. So you can have your video on or off, it's up to you.
It's 8 o'clock.
We'll be starting in just a moment. Okay, welcome everybody. I think we are recording. Just gonna make sure. Good morning, let me know where you're from. Type in the chat box, make sure you have your planner. We're going to be applying the first two steps from the busting urges process that Corinne went over on Wednesday. If you did not go over that call or watch it yet, it's not a problem. We're actually going to be applying what she taught to your process for today. We want to take the concepts. This is what these application calls are all about. And we want to apply them to how you work every day to help you be successful day to day. All right. So, good morning, everybody. Let me get my script here. All right. Make sure you have your audience set to everyone in the chat box so everyone can see what you're writing. Okay, so we're gonna practice what we learned during the first Busting Urges class. This is a meeting style call where you can see the members who have their cameras turned on. You're in control of your camera. You can have it on or off, it's up to you. This class is set to run for 1 hour. It will be available as a replay. And eventually this call will be part of the Urges 2.0 self-study workshop. So today I'm gonna walk you through steps 1 and 2 of the Busting Urges process. I am going to be teaching a lot. So there will be time for Q&A toward the end. So just hold your questions because I'm not gonna be able to really keep track of the chat. If somebody wants to be my secretary, if there's like good points I'm making and you're taking good notes, just go ahead and pop them in the chat. That will help everybody. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do today. You're gonna get your planner. We're gonna make your daily food plan. If you have not made your daily food plan today, I want you doing that right now. Go ahead and start. It should only take you about 3 minutes. We're gonna go right back to that. I'm gonna tell you what comes after that and then we'll circle back. After you make your daily food plan, you're going to identify what your overeating window might be today. Then we're gonna anticipate your old shitty thought urges that might cause you to want to overeat. Then we're going to identify your good self-talk responses to those old shitty thought urges. And then we're going to put them in your planner so that you have a written plan to be successful today for your urges. Then we're going to put everything together And well, first, we're going to talk about your daily hard talk, which is self-talk throughout the day that's emotionally draining and sets you up for more urges. And we're going to think about how else you can think about your day today to make busting urges easier. Okay. And then we're going to put everything together, and I'm going to walk you through a visualization exercise where you're going to close your eyes, and I'm going to paint a picture of how you can picture you successfully busting through your urges based on the plan you made for today in your planner. Okay. Then we can do some questions and answers. And if we have time, we can do the go through the new successful urge worksheet together. I want to put some links. Let's see if this works into the chat in case you need links. You've got the resource guide there. If you're listening on the podcast replay, all these links will be on the replay, video replay. You'll have to go there to get the links. We've got the links for the resource guide for Urges 2.0. We've got the lesson that this application call is part of. That was last Wednesday's call, the first call for Busting Urges. The new Busting Urges worksheet is linked there. We have a Busting Urges challenge board for you guys to use this month. And there's going to be, it's like a contest. You can use it in your social media on the Facebook page. Okay, so we're ready to begin. All right, I'm going to share my screen. Well, first, yeah, I'm going to share my screen. Let's see. I'll just show you my 24-hour plan. Here it is. Okay. I have lost my chat. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. Can you guys type in the chat? Tell me what you're seeing. Are you seeing my 24-hour plan? Okay, good. So this is my 24-hour plan. Right now, you guys should be filling out breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack for today. As you know, when you plan, you want to do a doable plan with food you actually have available. So if you need to get up and look in your refrigerator and see what's there, or look in your pantry, or send a text to your family, like, what would you like to eat tonight? Do that. Make a plan that is actually going to come together based on real options for you throughout the day. So this morning I'm having a Swedish breakfast. I love this. I'm having crisp bread, ham, goat cheese, and tomato. For lunch, my lovely husband is making me baked cod with broccoli salad. For dinner, I am going out tonight. I'm meeting a coach friend. I don't know where we're going. I was so busy planning this call, I didn't get a chance to find out where or when we're going, but I just wrote best choice. And tonight is the night that I don't want dessert. I'm going to plan for that later this week. So I just wrote no dessert there. So you see, in order to do all of these things, I've had to be able to look at my planner or my calendar, look in my fridge. I had to talk to my husband to see if he would make me that lunch. Right. And I know that I'm going out. So I'm planning for that. So everyone's plan should be done. Okay. So now the next thing we're going to do to set you up to bust an urge tonight successfully is to identify when in this day you might have your urges. So think about how your day is going to play out based on, you know, what you looked at in your calendar today. Go through it in your mind, and don't just plan from this morning's self. Plan for this afternoon's self, who's already been through a busy day at work or with the kids or whatever you might be doing, and even this evening's version of yourself. So we want you to identify what your overeating window is. This is the first part of the busting urges process. Right down here where it says, what might get in the way of following the doable hunger method today on your planning, on your 24-hour plan. Okay, so I want you to write down what's going to be happening where you're going to have urges. So for me, I wrote down, I have 9 private clients today. I'll have taught this class. And then after work, I'm going out to meet my friend. So I'm thinking about all of this and I'm like, wow, I think like, so if I go out at night, I'm an introvert. I get like tired and wired when I get back. And I know I'm on the couch, but I'm not tired. And then that's when I get the urges to eat. So that's what I wrote there. What might get in the way of following the doable hunger method? You write down your overeating window right there. Okay. Now that you know what your overeating window is, the next part we're going to do is to anticipate what your old shitty thought urges will be during that overeating window. And I want you to write them in your planner. Now you can write them anywhere, but right here, can you see this part? See where the old shitty is on the planner? For those of you listening to the audio version, I made a box in the top right-hand corner of my 24-hour plan. And I wrote urge thought, and I left 2 sentences there. I know I'm going to be thinking, it's been such a long day, and I want to relax. Those sound like really like okay thoughts, but those thoughts are often what I respond to by overeating. And I know this because I've been doing my discovery worksheets and I see them all on my assessments, these same thoughts. So go back in your mind, think about when you typically overeat on a Monday, like today, what is it that you're thinking that is urging you to overeat? Go ahead and write your urge, your old shitty urge thoughts there. You can have like 1 to 3. Go ahead and type in the chat box what your old shitty urge thoughts are and share them. If sometimes some of us can't access what those might be. And if you guys type them in the chat box, we'll give each other ideas. Okay, I need relief. I need a break. I'm bored. I'm lonely. This doesn't matter. Oh, this will taste good. I'm still on vacation. I'm done. I deserve this. Oh my God, you guys, these are so good. I don't give a shit. Right? It's just all such old shitty urge thoughts. Okay, good. So write them down. The next part is to identify your good self-talk responses. This is part 2 of busting urges. You have to identify what you will respond to that shitty urge to overeat. So in my case, if we go back, it's going to be eating doesn't fix a long day. Self-care does. So the old shitty urge thought is it's been a long day. And I know I'm going to say to that urge, you know what? It has been a long day, but eating won't fix it. Taking care of myself does. For my second urge thought, I want something sweet. I want to relax. To that, I know I'm going to say, you know, I could think that not eating is exactly what I need. So you see how I don't like negate the urge thought? Of course I want something sweet. Of course I want to relax. But I could also wait. It's not helpful. It's not helpful to me. If I want to bust an urge, I need to think, you know what? Not eating is exactly what I need. And that's how I will truly feel better. So go ahead and put your positive self-talk responses into the chat box. Because you guys, we need to crowdsource positive self-talk responses that make your shitty urge thoughts either true or more helpful or more kind. Okay, instead of eating, I need to lay down for 5 minutes. You don't want to be the kind of person that overeats. You're not alone. You can reach out anytime. When I'm tired, sleep is self-care. You guys, these are so good. So I want you to go ahead and go through these. Look at the urge thought, connect it to the self-talk. Food solves hunger. My brain solves everything else. That's such a good one. I love these. Well done. My brain and body will thank me later. I need some me time to shower and relax. Sometimes I think, gosh, if I can just get myself in the shower and in my comfy pajamas, I will feel so much better. Yes, weight loss happens with small decisions. Take a breath. We don't have to do everything today. You guys are, these are so, so good. If you're listening to this on audio, I highly recommend you go back to the video replay and look at the chat transcript. So you can, if you want ideas. Okay, so we've identified the old shitty urge thoughts. We have created and identified new responses, positive self-talk. And now we're going to talk about more in the general context of today. Okay, so think about your day today, how it's going to lay out. You know what your overeating window is. You kind of know the old shitty urge thoughts. You have some new self-talk to respond to that. Now think about how you typically run through your day thinking when you end up overeating and you have urges to eat and you overeat. What are these general thoughts that deplete you emotionally that you tend to think? Like some of them are like, I'm so busy. Corinne went over these in the lesson from last week. I'm so tired. I can't deal with this. I don't have time to eat. Right? I can't do it anymore. I'm so spent. Fuck it. Like, this work is so hard. I can't wait to get home and eat. Right? So you want to identify a few of your general hard talk, negative hard talk. And you want to turn those around too. So like if you're thinking, I'm so busy, I want you to write how to turn that around. You know what? I can handle busy days. I'm so tired becomes I have a plan to take care of myself today. I can't deal with this becomes I can do hard things. I don't have time to eat becomes I have delicious food planned for today. Actually, I love talking about when I'm next going to rest and when I'm next going to eat. Like my habit brain just calms right down. So this is part of the whole process of today and being successful. It's knowing what your negative, skewed habit brain is going to want you to think, and you just turn them right around. They're like a toddler with a knife. You want to take the knife out of the toddler's hand and turn them around and redirect them to help you throughout the day stay emotionally resilient so that when you meet your overeating window, you can execute your plan with your positive self-talk. Does that make sense? Okay. Are we ready? You guys type in the chat if you're ready to move on. Do you guys understand daily hard talk and how to turn it around? I'm tired. Okay, I have a question. I'm tired becomes I have a plan to take care of myself today. So yeah, you might be tired, but you don't want to tell yourself you're tired. Then all your brain is going to do is look for evidence that that's true. So you can write this part over here on the second question, the question below the first one. What can I tell myself to stay on plan today? This is the part on your 24-hour plan that you put your positive talk to help you throughout the day. So I wrote, it's been a long day, and the best way I can take care of myself is to shower, make tea, get in my pajamas, talk to my husband, journal, and be in bed by 9:30. You guys can do more general things like, I can do hard things. I've taken care of every busy day, every busy Monday that I've ever had. I have a lot to do and I'm going to kill it today. Okay. So that's where you put your responses to your typical hard talk under the section called, what can I tell myself to stay on plan today? Okay, so now we have a plan to bust urges today. And now I want to take you through a visualization exercise. For those of you on video with me, can you see the visualization exercise prompts? Oh, somebody is marking up my, how is this happening? Someone's marking up my my PDF. I'm not sure how that's happening. Maybe that has to do with something on Zoom. I'm not sure. Okay, so now put your pens down, take one last sip of coffee, and I'm going to take you through visualization. You might be getting old shitties right now. I don't know how to visualize. I don't know how to do it. Just I'm going to take you right through it, and then you'll know how to do it. And I'll put these prompts in the replay notes for you. Okay, so pens down. You have a plan today. You went over anticipating what to think. Now close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to take you through it now. Now think about you moving through your day today. You know what to expect. You have a 24-hour plan. I want you to think about how you're going to talk to yourself today to support your emotional bandwidth. That hard talk that you turned around. I want you to picture yourself responding to yourself positively throughout the day when your brain wants to be negative. Where are you? Are you in your desk chair at work? Are you at home with the kids? Yes, I'll share the links for everything. Okay? Picture yourself like a movie camera is watching you. Okay? You're cheerleading yourself today. Where are you? What are you doing? Okay? Picture yourself being resilient, being your own cheerleader. Now I'm going to change the scene in your mind. This is like a movie. I want you to now picture the moment in your day that you've identified as your overeating window. Where are you? What room are you in? What are you doing? Now, I want you to close up on the camera to that moment when you usually feel the old shitty urge to eat or overeat. Close your eyes, go there. Picture yourself thinking that old shitty thought and the tightness you might feel inside your body. And now you remember your positive responses. And you're starting to talk to yourself now. And you're saying the thought that's going to help you bust your urge that you wrote down on your plan today. I want you to picture yourself practicing what's called equanimity. This is a mental calmness and composure that your positive self-talk gives you. You're breathing. You're okay. You've got your own back. You're practicing your thought work. Now, from here, do you journal? Do you take a break? Do you move to a new spot? Do you chew some gum? Do you grab some water? Do you make some tea? Are you going to take your pet for a walk? Or pet your dog or cat, talk to your partner, pick up the phone and make a phone call. Let that play out in your mind. Are you going to meditate? Or just take a few minutes to just breathe and be with yourself? Now I want in your movie, in your mind movie, I want you to ask yourself what you're really needing in this moment. Like, What's going on? What do I really need beyond this need for food that I think I need? And like tap in. We know what we need. We always know what we need. We just don't ask the question. So you're asking yourself now, what do I need to do differently instead of eating? Picture that. And then give it to yourself. Now we're going to change the scene again. I want you to picture yourself filling out your daily assessment for today. Like, are you sitting in the chair? Do you have your paper planner in front of you or your digital planner, your iPad? Now I want you to picture that daily assessment sheet in your mind's eye. It's right in front of you and you're checking off those questions. Did I only eat when I was hungry? And you're checking yes. Did I stop at enough? And you're checking yes. How do you feel when you do that? What is that feeling? It feels amazing, right? Feel that now. Now picture the results of all of this. Maybe we're going to change the scene. Maybe it's getting on the scale tomorrow. Make the picture in your mind, you getting on the scale and seeing it move down and connecting it with everything you did the day before. Or maybe you're just maintaining if you're at your maintenance weight and you're like, yes, I did it. I want that little celebration. Like, yes, I know how to bust urge. Or maybe it's getting dressed tomorrow. You're trying on your clothes and you're saying they fit better. Just a slight bit better. Or buttoning your pants or looking in the mirror like, I'm proud of myself. How does that feel? Okay. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. You can open your eyes. Take a deep breath. Tell me in the chat box how that was for you, the visualization, the feeling of successfully busting an urge. One word, feeling. How does that feel? Wonderful, awesome, calm, confident, helpful, fantastic, triumphant. Oh, I love that word. In control. Here's a good word, self-possessed. Self-possessed means that you are in control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. And that's exactly what this process does. Calm, encouraging, strong, excellent. I'm so proud of you guys. Well done. Okay. So now for anybody who wants like some troubleshooting as far as identifying your old shitty, where you need to put your new positive self-talk, or if you have questions about hard talk or questions about visualization, what you can do is go to the bottom of your screen and where it says reactions, you can click that button and then you can raise your hand and I'll bring you up. If anyone has questions, you can do that. Okay, Diane, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Okay.
Good morning. Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my issue is if I stay in my headspace, I am much more controlled. The moment I go into my emotions, the negative shitties take control. How do I manage the emotional side of doing the reflections so that the negative shitties don't win?
Okay. Well, negative shitties are just thoughts, and you can allow them to be there without resistance. When you resist how you're feeling with thoughts that are resisting, it makes them bigger. So if you're in that headspace, here's one suggestion. What I do sometimes is I picture, you know, in your mind's eye, I picture a window and I open the window and I let the old shitties just float out. Like we have to make space for the old shitties to be there. Because if we resist them and we try to get them away, we're rejecting a part of ourselves. Our brain is always trying to help us. It just does it in a way that doesn't always make sense because we have a primal brain that's designed to think that any kind of stress means we're being chased by a lion. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. What is the thought you're thinking that you're resisting so much?
When I look at an assessment, that's when the negative shitties come in, all the negative self-talk,
Okay, what's the thought about your assessment?
What do you mean, the negative thought?
Yes.
See, you've done it again. You can't control this shit.
You've done it again. You can't control this shit. Yeah, that's the, you know what that's from? Somehow, somewhere, when we're young, we think that we have to strong arm ourselves into being compliant with food. It's like this generalized idea that if left to our own devices, we'll eat the entire refrigerator and never be able to stop. And I just really want you to question that. It's just simply not true. You've managed to stop eating every meal you've ever had and every snack you've ever eaten. So the thought could be, wow, I really don't need to speak to myself that harshly. Right now, what I need is my own self-compassion and love. I can figure this out, and I will. And I'm not going to figure it out if I allow myself to beat myself up. We are the only species alive on the planet that can create a stress response by the way that we speak to ourselves. This is why it is so, so important to just tell yourself you're not going to boss yourself around with that kind of harsh self-talk. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's much easier to not have the self-talk with others than it is for myself. So learning the skills to stop that is is a big thing. It's a big thing for me to learn.
Yeah. Well, I have a great tool for you. Okay. I want you to use this.
Okay.
So I want you to think about an inner Diane. The person inside of you who is the younger version of yourself is about between 9 and 11 years old. And she somehow learned that she had to speak to herself harshly. And she's been beaten up by this voice your whole life. So when you feel tempted to speak harshly to yourself, I want you to think about inner Diane and how she receives that 9-year-old girl. Like, you would never talk to a 9-year-old girl like that. So I don't want you speaking to yourself like that. You deserve your own unconditional positive self-regard.
Talking through tears is not easy. Thank you.
Yes, of course. It isn't easy. She deserves that. And you know what? You can write to her in your journal and just be like, gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was helping myself, but now I know what I need is my own self-compassion, and I'm going to work on it every day. And that's it. You just get to move on from this point, making new choices. Okay, I hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, Gina, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Good morning.
Hi, my first time.
Hi.
I would like your help with most of the week. I'm doing well. I'm on track. I'm doing my plan, etc. And then comes a few times, usually it is Friday night or Saturday night, when I find myself alone in my house and I cannot get off the couch. I cannot think of what to do. I cannot think of how to entertain myself. And I get in this circle of just, you know, I don't have any friends, I am lonely, like things I know that aren't necessarily true, but it also feels like it's Friday night and I should be doing something way more fun with more interesting people than just laying on the couch watching TV for multiple hours. I just feel lonely, and it gets in this like cycle of just, I don't know. By the time I finally get myself off the couch, it's usually too late to actually go anywhere or do anything.
Okay. So what you're describing is just your default response to listening to those old shitties. And the only reason why you're doing that is because you don't have any plan to do something different. So that's your work. I want you to think about, you know, inner Gina, just like I talked about with Diane. Like, she doesn't want to be talked to that way. You would never say that to a child. You would say, what do you want to do on Friday? Like, let's take a bath, or let's watch a great movie, or let's call a friend. So I want you to create, like, so what you're talking about is you have an overeating window on Friday night. And this new busting urges, planning for urges worksheet, I'll link it, is great for you to use for this. So in that new worksheet, it's in your resource guide, you guys, for urges 2.0. It asks you to identify three general overeating windows. So for you, it will be Friday night. And then those thoughts that you just told me that you tend to think that feel awful, you're going to write those down. And just like we did today with the daily plan, you're going to turn those around into something that's more helpful for you.
Can you help me think of those? Because I tried to do that when you were talking earlier, and I can't even.
Well, I'm going to give you a formula that will help you. Okay. For anybody who has a hard time turning around old shitties into helpful self-talk. So when you hear an old shitty, for what I teach my private clients is they have to, old shitties or any thought has to pass three tests. And if someone could write this in the chat, that would be helpful. The first thing is that it has to be true. The thought has to be true. Like 100% true. It has to tell the whole story. Number two, it has to be helpful. Like, there are just some thoughts that, yeah, they might be true, but they're not helping you bust through urges. So you open that window in your mind's eye and you just let them out. You just let them go. Without resistance. And number three, they have to be kind. Remember that inner person. You're talking to her. If you're talking to her harshly, you will have a cortisol, adrenaline, stress response. And guess what happens when your body gets flooded with adrenaline and cortisol? You get hungry because your body thinks you're like in a famine, or you're being chased by a lion. The only way your body knows to turn it off is for you to eat. So the main thing to do is to start talking to yourself kindly. So if the thought is not true, I want you to make it true. So remind me, Gina, what was the thought about Friday night? I should be doing something else?
Yes, that I'm lonely, that I don't have any friends.
Okay, I don't have any
friends. Yeah, there should be something more fun to be doing then.
All right, let's take I don't have any friends. Is that completely true?
No.
No, just be like, wow, that is just so untrue. I have a ton of friends. It's not helpful, it's not kind. So that's a part of it. Nope. Let's tell the truth. I have a ton of friends. So what is my need right now? Like, how can I connect with my friends? And if you don't want to do it right then on Friday night, you can make a plan to make a call. Hey, like, send a text. How about if we chat on Sunday? Do you have time to chat with me Sunday on the phone? You know, isn't it crazy? We have to send a text now to make a phone date. Or make a plan, send a text, a group text to your girlfriends and be like, hey, when's the next time we can meet for dinner? Right? Make a plan. And then your brain is like, oh, we do have friends. I am connected. I am safe. Your brain's most primal need, remember, is to know that you belong to a group. So it's really just asking you, hey, are we still connected here? So you want to tell your brain why you are connected. And if you want to feel more connected, then this is the lesson that your old shitty is actually trying to tell you, which is make a plan for connection. So you'll feel better. And then you can say, yeah, I made plans to go out with the girls in 2 weeks on Thursday or whatever it might be. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah, just go through them one by one. All right. Does anyone else have a question before we move on? If anyone has a question right now in the chat, go ahead and put it in and I'll answer it before we move on. Okay, you're welcome. Sarah said it helps a lot. Good, good, good. All right, so I'm going to share my screen again, and I want to just go over this. Oh, someone else has their hand up. Oh, no, go ahead, put your hand back up. You just disappeared. Danielle, all right. Go ahead, Danielle.
Good morning. I just had a question about, and I think it's probably normal, but since doing this work and really focusing, I'm finding that I'm noticing a lot more. I don't think that I'm noticing more urges, but it feels like I'm noticing more urges, mm-hmm. which almost makes it feel more challenging, because I feel like I'm being assaulted by these thoughts of urges constantly. And maybe before it's because I wasn't as aware, but I feel like it's almost like the thought that I'm having is it's harder. It's going to be harder before it gets easier. Is that okay. Normal?
Yeah, it is normal. It's 100% normal. So this is called confirmation bias. Okay. I had this when I was first pregnant and I was freaked out. First child. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never see anybody pregnant. I don't know anyone who's pregnant. Like, I wanted to ask people questions. As soon as I got pregnant, all I saw was pregnant people everywhere. At Target, in the grocery store. I was like, wow, I have been missing all the pregnant people in my life because my brain isn't thinking about being pregnant until I was pregnant, right? This is proof that what you think, the brain will bring you the experience of. This is why it's so, so important to not let those old shitties hang out unquestioned in your mind. They either need to be dismissed out that window, or they need to be redirected like that toddler with the knife. You take the knife out of its hand and you redirect. Okay. So yes, you are noticing more because your level of awareness has increased. So it almost feels like, it can feel like a barrage. Now you said a thought, it feels like old shitties are taking over. That's an old shitty. We're taking over. Like, you can't handle us. We're too much. Just be like, no, I'm just getting better at noticing, and I'm learning how to handle these thoughts like a boss. I know how to change them. Are they true? Are they helpful? Are they kind? I know how to speak to my inner person. I know how to turn them around. We need the old shitties. Here's the thing. Because by turning the old shitties around is how we make our blueprint for success on what we do need to think. So I don't want you rejecting them outright. I want you being more curious. Like, here's what I have to work with. Just listening to these old shitties is how I got where I am right now. How I get where I want to be is by looking at them, studying them, being open to them, and changing them. That's my work. And I do that over and over and over again with each 24-hour plan until I get excellent at doing this and it becomes second nature to me. And I no longer believe the old shitties. I'm just like, oh, that's my brain trying to take care of me. It just doesn't know I'm in 21st century living. And I'm not being chased by lions. It's all okay. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So let's do, you guys help me out. Can you type in the chat whether you want to go over this new urge worksheet together, or do you want to go into breakout rooms? In the breakout rooms, we can get you together with like five other members. You don't have to have your video on. And you guys can talk about and kind of workshop your old shitties. And maybe ask for help finding some new positive self-talk. So it looks like there are a few that want to get together, but it looks like mostly worksheet. Okay. So we'll go through the worksheet and then we'll see how long that takes. Okay. Sharing my screen again. All right. Here is the new Planning for Urges worksheet. The link for this is in the show notes, the replay notes. It's in your guide for Urges 2.0 as well. So this is a general worksheet for you to go through and think about when your most common overeating windows are. So we're going to go through that. Just like I forgot the lady's name whose question I answered. Hers was that Friday night. So that's a perfect example. So I pre-populated this. Here's the directions for those of you listening on audio. You're going to use page one of the worksheet to think about when you most commonly have urges. Can you guys, someone with the link for this, can you put it in the chat, please, if someone needs their own copy right now? Think about when you most commonly have urges, and then you use pages 2 and 3 to plan for them in advance. So in order for you to figure out when this overeating window is, if you can't figure it out and you don't know, I want you to, at another time, like take an hour, put it in your schedule this week, compile like your last 10 to 15 discovery worksheets and put them all together and look like, when are you overeating? Where are you overeating? Who are you with? Why is this happening? What are the patterns that you're seeing? And then you'll be able to figure out 1, 2, and 3. So here's how I did it. I have two, what I call overeating urges, general urges to overeat. And then I have an urge to overeat that's stress related. Oh, it's on the course page. Okay, Yasmin, thank you. This worksheet is on the course hub page. Sorry, it's not in the guide. So that we have clarification for that. All right, so my first overeat urge is, here's how I did it, time and day first. If you don't know how to describe it, start with what time and what day this happens. So for me, this would be a nightly general urge to overeat at about 7 p.m. to whenever I go to bed. Okay, then the next question to answer is where? Where are you when this is happening? So for me, each night between 7 and bedtime, I'm usually on the living room couch watching Survivor with my new cute husband. Yeah, mostly in the evening. You guys can put them in the chat. Put your place and your time. Where are you and when? Then finally, I put like what it is I want to eat. And usually it's snacks or sweets. Usually more sweets, but just like snacks and sweets. I don't want to eat a whole meal. I'm not binging. I'm not doing anything. I just want like something to make me feel better. Okay. The second urge I have is another general urge to overeat. And I figured out that like when I have a hard day planned and I break for lunch, I have this like slight hesitation to go back to work. And that is like, I get an urge to have something sweet to make it easier for me to go back to work. So the time in the day is weekdays after lunch. This does not happen to me on the weekend. And then where? I'm usually in my kitchen or in my office before I go back to work. And I always want sweets. So nightly after 8, salty and sweet snacks. Yeah. This is from the chat. Usually around 2 p.m. alone and watching TV. 5 p.m. when you finish work. Yep. While working. For some people, it's in the car, right? Like if they drive for work to appointments, it might be like boredom from driving. Okay. So the third one for me is a stress urge. And this is like, I found this pattern for my discovery worksheets. If I have an argument with my kids, if I'm doing like a class like this, yes, I get nervous and I get stressed. We drive from Georgia to Florida and on 95, whew, that is so stressful for me. Like the way that people drive, I perceive as very stressful. I have travel anxiety and I want to eat to feel better. My habit brain thinks I'm being attacked, right? So it just varies. Depending on what happens, like the argument could happen anytime, the upsetting event could happen anytime. I travel all different times a day, but that's my cue, is like, I'm upset. I call it a stress urge. And what I want to eat will totally vary. Okay, so answer what's happening generally, the time and the day, where it's happening, and what you were wanting to eat. Okay, now the second part of the worksheet says, for each cue or trigger above, list one thought you're usually thinking. So for my general urge to eat at night, the thought is two. Let's have something, and I want something. And what I want is comfort. So for the overeat urge in the middle of the day after lunch, it's also, let's have something, I want something, and also I want a treat. Like, I want to pat myself on the head for doing good work. I call it pro-snackinating, like procrastinating, but pro-snackinating. And then for the third, my stress urge, for when I travel or I have an argument or whatever that might be, my thought is, I hate this, this is awful, and I can't take it. It's very dramatic. Okay, so you're identifying the old shitties, just like you did, like we did earlier on your daily sheet. Okay, so for page two, wait, hold on. Now you're going to plan your positive self-talk in response to those old shitties, just like we did on the daily sheet. So here's my responses. I'm someone who no longer overeats. I ask myself, what do I really need? That's how I practice self-care. Am I tired, stressed, overworked? Do I need to give myself a break? I ask myself questions. And then for my stress urges, I ask myself, if I say yes to eating this, what am I saying no to? That usually gets me. I love that question. Feel free to borrow that question. And then the last part of page two is to redirect this hard talk. Remember, the hard talk is the generalized negative self-talk that is happening throughout your day that mentally, emotionally depletes you, so that busting urges is harder. So now we're going to redirect your hard talk for step two. So my hard talk is usually like, I need a break. I can't wait till this is over. Or I'm so over this. That's a crowd favorite. And I'm going to redirect it by saying, from I need a break, I say, I'm going to take a break at whatever time for however many minutes. Because I'm an overworker. And my inner person is like, please tell me when we're taking a break. And I just need to tell her. And then immediately, like, everything gets calmer. I get equanimity because I know when the break is coming. When I'm saying hard talk, I can't wait till this is over, my response is, this will be over before I know it. And it always is. Okay. You guys can put your responses to your hard talk in the chat if you want. That can help others who are having a hard time coming up with their own answers. How do you identify what you need is a question in the chat. You just ask yourself, what do I need? And really listen, like stop, like put the phone down, like get quiet and just like put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, that inner person, what do you need? And if it doesn't come, just keep asking. For so many of us, I'm going to stop sharing now. For so many of us, we haven't been listening to ourselves for so many years that our inner person thinks we're just not listening. So we need to keep those communication lines open now. Just keep asking the question. You'll develop self-trust with yourself. A lot of times your inner person, your habit brain, that's always scared, just thinks you're never listening. So start asking questions of it. And then you get that two-way constant conversation going. Okay, any other questions before we stop? Put it in the chat, please. Or raise your hand. I have time for just a few more. Anybody else have questions? I know exactly what I need, which is quiet time, me time, rest time, but that won't be possible for a few hours. Any ideas? Yeah, just say, I know we've got a few hours, but we can do this. The time will go by in no time. It will pass anyway. So I'm just going to think about that I'm going to get through this, and then I'm going to take care of myself, and tell yourself how you're going to take care of yourself when you do have time. Again, opening that conversation with that habit brain. If I have time to eat, I have time for me to close my eyes and sit for 2 minutes. That's a great one. Sometimes just breathing, like closing your eyes, just mentally shutting off from the computer screen can be so refreshing. Can I show step two of my populated worksheet again? Yes, of course. Let's go back. So step two, is this the one that you're looking for? So this is page one of the Planning for Urges worksheet. So in the first section, we identify three different overeating windows that we tend to have generally. And then in the response, and then we have for each cue or trigger above, we're going to list one thought we're usually thinking, which is your old shitty. And then on the next page, we have the positive self-talk that we're going to say in response to that. So I'll just give you one example. So one of mine is, let's have something. I want something for my general nightly urge. Let's have something. I want something. I'm looking for comfort. So what I do is I tell myself, I'm just not someone who overeats anymore. I've been working on this now actively for 6 months, and I'm really starting to believe that. And when I say that about myself, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to be that person. I do not want to overeat anymore. My brain thinks that's what I want, but I no longer want that. And I just remind myself of that. It's just an old habit to think I want to overeat and believe it's true. I just no longer believe that anymore. I hope that helps. Anybody else have a question? Okay. I hope you guys have enjoyed hanging out with me. I want to encourage you. Okay, so the worksheet, the new Busting Urges worksheet, that's for generally to think about it. You will have success if you do this process every day on your 24-hour plan. Anticipate your overeating window, write down your old shitties, and then make a plan for your positive self-talk. Then, when you have all of that plan in there, I want you to close your eyes and visualize yourself going through that process, having the old shitty, remembering the new self-talk, right? Then maybe doing something different. And then visualize the next day, the benefits of busting through your urge successfully. How that feels. Feels amazing. Triumphant. Remember all of those feeling words? Do that every day. Nothing can stop you guys. I'm so excited about this. Thank you for joining me today, everybody. Thank you so much. Go out and have an amazing, amazing day and bust through your urges. Oh, don't forget to go to the Facebook group, hashtag busting urges, and post a post. Tell your members how you're busting through your urge today, what your plan is, how you're going to be successful, what visualization was like. Share with your members and help them. And in doing so, you help yourself. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.